The Bert Show.
Hey, Aura. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
How do you say your name?
Aura. Like Aura. The ghetto R. Aura.
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 Cool.
I like that.
Good to talk to you. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to make a comment on seeing you guys is talking about the stripper and Josh and all of that, and seeing Jen in the background with those stink eyes. It was freaking
stink
hilarious.
I mean,
you
what did
just
I have?
See it burn into that lady's skull. Like, lady, you are crazy. I don't believe you. I'm ready to toss you out of this chair. Oh my gosh, it was just too funny.
Yeah,
I haven't seen any of it yet. So, yeah, I was out last night and missed all the coverage, but was definitely getting some text messages about it.
Well, the look on your face was clearly the the highlight of most people, because
yeah.
I was in my office at the house all day yesterday, so
okay.
I didn't watch any of the coverage. I was just trying to get a whole bunch of random stuff done, but I had my Twitter screen open, and when they started running them, the tweets started coming in, like, hey, just saw Q100 on whatever, and
uh-huh.
I just blah, blah, blah. And then they started coming in. Jen Hobby was the best part of that, with her stink eyes, which came
stink
up a
eyes.
Lot.
That's great. That's a great name.
I like that phrase.
Stink eyes. Okay.
And Rhett had no idea, our videographer, how priceless a shot he was getting, because it was just the best angle in the studio to get our guest, and Jen happened to be behind her in the shot. And it was
scowling,
just
apparently, the whole
with
time.
With the stink eyes.
Rhett did a great job on that video.
Yeah,
he did.
Good for him.
Hey, Heather, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I was calling to let you guys know that I was watching The Daily 10 on E! Last night,
mm-hmm.
and you guys were number 10.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah, they showed, you know, they were talking about, obviously, like, the Nicole Sullivan scandal and all that stuff. And
Forrester.
They were like, yeah, she was on the Bert Show on Q100 in Atlanta. And then it showed the video, and, you know, it showed Jen and Jeff and Bert. And up in the left-hand corner, it said Bert Show / Q100 Atlanta.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so they saved you guys to last. You were the best.
Awesome. Oh, 10 is, 10 is the best?
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
I'm just trying to make it feel good.
Right, not well, on my scale. Well, on some scales,
win question too many, Dollar.
Yeah.
So,
just go with it.
Yesterday afternoon, or morning, later in the show, rather, we talked mm-hmm. to Billy Bush, who is with Access Hollywood.
Right.
And he came on the show and talked to us for a while and got some details from us, and also said that we should watch Access Hollywood tomorrow night, because they are definitely running with the story and would be including some of the world-famous Jen Hobby stink eye video footage
right.
in that story. So this is from Access Hollywood last night.
And now to Billy for Fergie and Josh versus the stripper.
It's an exotic dancer, Nancy. Thank you. Fergie and husband Josh Duhamel are a cover couple for all the wrong reasons, embroiled in a cheating scandal. And today we have the Southern dancer taking center stage.
We did hook up. We had lots of sex, and we had a really, really good time. And then the next morning when I left, you know, he kissed me on my cheek. Really sweet guy.
Nicole Forrester lets loose on Q100's The Bert Show in Atlanta on how her alleged infamous affair with Josh Duhamel went down. According to her, beginning with the night, Josh hung out at the Tattletale Gentlemen's Club, where she's an exotic dancer. Stripper.
He came in, and I went and immediately sat with him, because I'm a very aggressive, you know, person when I'm trying to make my money.
Mm-hmm.
I sat down with him, and he was like, "You're hot." I was like, "You're absolutely gorgeous."
Nicole told Access that she never wanted to go public with her alleged affair with Josh, but that the National Enquirer came calling. According to her, Josh bragged about their tryst while working on set of Life as We Know It in Atlanta.
He had actually said that he had banged a hot blonde stripper at Tattletales.
And he mentioned Tattletales.
Yeah, how else would they know where I was at?
Right.
You know?
Some are going to say that, I bet you call.
I swear to God on the souls of my children.
Today, Radar Online revealed what they claim is a copy of a polygraph test that Nicole took, which says that Nicole was non-deceptive, truthful, when answering the question, did you have intercourse with Josh? Important to note, Nicole tells us she has hired an agent and continues to take money for interviews. Josh Duhamel's camp has told Access that he categorically denies having sex with Nicole and that the story is, quote, ridiculous and hurtful.
I want to categorically deny something.
Okay.
Like, I've denied things,
right?
But categorically is pretty impressive.
Right.
Extra also covered our exclusive interview with Nicole Forrester.
Okay, I'm in the newsroom right now, and there's a whole new twist on this Josh Duhamel Fergie stripper thing.
Is this Mario Lopez?
It's unbelievable. Josh and Fergie presenting a united front, having dinner in Atlanta.
Well, what's the big deal with that?
Well, the big deal is they chose the restaurant right next to the hotel where the stripper Nicole Forrester says the whole thing went down.
Ooh.
Fergie apparently even asked to sit in the middle of the restaurant where all the action is. I mean, I guess she wanted everyone to see him together. And I do have an interesting piece of tape. The stripper talking for the first time on the Burt Show Q100 in Atlanta.
Wow. He came in and I went and immediately sat with him because I'm a very aggressive, you know, person when I'm trying to make my money. He was like, "You're hot." I was like, "You're absolutely gorgeous."
Of course, Josh's people are denying the entire scandal, saying that this was all about one thing, a woman getting paid by the tabloids.
That was, it's Mario Lopez, right?
I think so.
It sounded like it.
I'm shocked that Burt Show on Q100 in Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
I know, I'm surprised at how much credit.
Yeah. It's not just a local radio station in Atlanta.
Yeah, which is usually what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we worked that out in advance this time.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Good for you.
We've learned that lesson. A local radio station somewhere in the Southeast.
Yeah.
A Northern Hemisphere radio station.
You know, when they first were talking about this story on E, I guess when it first broke last week before she came in studio with us, they were saying it was a stripper in New Jersey.
Really?
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Like on the Daily 10 or the, you know, whatever?
I could see that. So
don't insult New Jersey like that.
They have marketing people that work
Stink
at Stink
Eye. And I'm going to call you DJ Stink Eye from now on.
And Entertainment Tonight, I don't think credited us like verbally. I don't think they said it, but I haven't seen the Entertainment Tonight coverage. But apparently, our logo is very prominent in the screen, and then along the bottom it says the Burt Show Q100 Atlanta. But this is Entertainment Tonight. Mary Hart talked about it. Mary Hart. People.
Handsome Hollywood actor Josh Duhamel versus the stripper. Did he cheat on his wife Fergie? The exotic dancer's taken to the airwaves to tell her very sordid story. But is she telling the truth about the Transformers star?
I sat down with him and he was like, "You're hot." I was like, "You're absolutely gorgeous."
She is the 34-year-old mother of two. Some say is out to disgrace Transformer star Josh Duhamel, who is happily married to pop star Fergie. Now, Radar Online has posted this radio interview of exotic dancer Nicole Forrester seizing her 15 minutes.
He referred to himself as JD. We had, which, I didn't know what JD stood for.
Jeff Dahl.
I guess it was Josh Duhamel. Well, anyway, so we had a couple of shots, and I gave him a dance.
Here is the timeline. Nicole claims they met October 2nd at Tattletales, a strip bar in Atlanta where Josh was shooting the movie Life as We Know It.
When he was leaving, he stayed for about 45 minutes to an hour. When he was leaving, he asked for my number. I was like, "Yeah, absolutely."
Then she says a week later on October 9th, they hooked up at this St. Regis Hotel in Atlanta.
So anyway, we did hook up. We had lots of sex, and we had a really, really good time.
According to Nicole, Josh didn't reveal his real name until that night.
After like being there like a couple hours, okay, I'm gonna give you my first name, Josh. And then a few more hours, he gave me Duhamel. So, I mean, it took him a little while to just kind of warm up to me to give me that information.
The morning after the alleged tryst, Nicole says Josh was a gentleman, making sure she returned home safe.
He kissed me on my cheek, really sweet guy, and then he actually called because I had to get a cab the next morning because somebody actually had dropped me off because I was drunk.
Wife Fergie was reportedly on the road with the Black Eyed Peas. People magazine on Stands Friday has her reaction to the stunning rumors of an affair.
A friend of Fergie says that, of course, the rumors of cheating hurt her and she's disappointed by them. Fergie's rep issued a statement saying that the allegations are nonsense.
RadarOnline.com claims Nicole reportedly passed a lie detector test, but is she telling the truth?
Wow, that was a long
piece.
Wow.
That was a really long piece.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it kept
going. So we're going to have to talk about, like, how are we going to handle people now? Like, do we talk to just regular listeners?
Oh, God. How much are you charging for your autograph,
like,
Jeff?
Do we do appearances? Do we go in public?
Well, after
talk to people, and you don't go into public. You already act that way. So why would this be any different?
Oh, hi, Kettle. So, and then also on the cover of Us Weekly and also on the cover of People Magazine. So it's, we talked about this for a couple minutes yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a sordid thing to get credit
for.
It's a scuzzy, slimy thing.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, that's what we do. I mean, the Lindsay Lohan, Michael Lohan stuff.
That's
is sordid and slimy, but you know what? If one of them were in town and wanted to come in and talk, we'd have to talk to
them. I just wish we had gotten national publicity for something else. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like something happy.
Yeah. I mean, remember several years ago when Us Weekly covered the Nick Lachey interview that we had?
Uh-huh.
And Nick Lachey was in the studio, and this is after he and Jessica Simpson had divorced, but he said the nicest things about her. He was like, I am still in love with, or I still love Jessica. Not in love, but he said, I still love Jessica and all these things. Well, and then, you know, Melissa Carter's headphone and head was like on the cover, there was like this whole story, and
my
it was like
famous.
A whole big thing, and it was like, it was a great way to get national attention, because it was Nick Lachey saying that he still loved Jessica. So
but
that
just,
I was like super proud of, and I think I still have the copies of that and all this.
I think
but this thing is like, bleh.
Well, I think it's also a mystery for a lot of people, because it's still not, you know, people are debating whether she's lying or not. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, that's probably why people are so fascinated by this, and they love that couple, Josh Duhamel and Fergie, so.
The Burt Show.